Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology. We learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for joining with us today. Let's get started. Did you know that on jamesmillerlifeology.com, you can enroll in the academy I created for listeners just like you? I've created courses you may take at your own pace, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Enroll in one of the classes today. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to help you go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. I'll also be interviewing life coach Ken Foster, who shares how he helps celebrate and improve the lives of impoverished individuals through his nonprofit organization, Stars of Courage. Find out how you too can give back to others. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me on iHeartRadio, as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, such as iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. You all know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you may not yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each original composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like in any book, the story explores a character's heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, explores a character's personal development. He has an awakening, and in that awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you're currently hearing is from the second album, Restoration, entitled Restoration. A quick example of one of the courses you'll find in the Academy entitled, When All Hell Breaks Loose. We've all experienced those times when nothing seems to go right. This class will specifically train you how to process the event, regroup, and use what was thought as a stumbling block and turn it into a stepping stone. Enroll in the class today. Celebrated or tolerated? Usually I don't like to think in absolutes, but in this particular lesson, I think it's important. When we ask the question, are we celebrated or are we tolerated? That is a really important question to determine which direction our life should go. One of my favorite quotes is, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And what that simply means is this, every area in our life, if we're not being celebrated by the people around us, or we're not being celebrated within ourselves to move us one step closer towards our goals, then we're being tolerated. We're being tolerated by the people around us. We're tolerating the mediocrity or the minutiae, in other words, the things we do every single day that really don't bring us closer to who we want to be. It's really important for us to continually ask ourselves that if we're celebrating something or we're tolerating something. Historically, you've heard me talk about ways in which to measure fulfillment in one's life. For example, if you create a graph for yourself and on the horizontal line, you'll have all these different categories and topics of your life. For example, your finances, your health, your spirituality, your relationships, your friendships, your finances, your employment. There are so many categories that we can create for ourselves. And then on the vertical line, you'll have tick marks, 1 through 10. And then as you look through each one of these categories, you get to decide where that fulfillment level is. In other words, you get to decide if you're celebrating that in your life, or you're being celebrated by other people, or if you're tolerating that area in your life, or you're being tolerated by other people. When you can really rate what each one of these categories are, it will help you determine which direction you should go. You know, sometimes we think, I'm not sure what I should do next, or my goal is so far ahead in the future, I'm not really sure what to do. But when you really create this barometer, this introspective measurement of, am I celebrating something or am I tolerating something? You get to determine what that feels like. So my suggestion to you is when you can figure out what your body feels like and what your emotions are when you think about something, if that feels like celebration, then you want to go towards that. But if it feels like you're tolerating something or your feelings about it just aren't that good or you're not too excited about it, you're probably more tolerating that area in your life. So once again, this could be about how people treat you or situations treat you or the things that you do today, how you specifically feel about it. So my challenge to you is go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. The more often you can create this in your life, the one step closer you'll be to reaching your highest destiny. Did you know that I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 150 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show, so these YouTube episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode teaches you one simple lesson that you can practice daily, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and subscribe to my YouTube channel there, or go to youtube.com and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. Ken D. Foster is considered a national expert in the field of life coaching and mentoring. For the last 21 years, Ken has empowered countless entrepreneurs to create sustainable businesses, grow their net worth, and have more fulfillment in their lives. He's a leading expert mastering the inner game of business, life balance, stress and time management, leadership development, and legacy work. Welcome to my show, Ken. It's such a pleasure to have you on my show.
James, it's great to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, of course. You've done so many wonderful things, and I can't wait for you to share your life story, how you got into the business, and all the amazing, successful things that you're doing today.
Well, I hope to deliver some information to your audience that can really make a difference in their lives and possibly make a difference in people they know, their lives too.
I believe you will. Now, you actually didn't start out as a life coach, did you?
I didn't start out as a life coach. I started out as an entrepreneur. I opened a chain of waterbed stores right out of college.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you didn't even know that.
No, I did not know that. No, that's so interesting. Why? Because that was all the craze back then.
It was the craze. And, you know, I did very well. We shortly after the competition came in, though, I found out that I better find out a lot more about how money works. So I started to read a lot, started to read about Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, mm-hmm. those things. And I ended up as a going into financial business. I became a stockbroker, a security principal, arbitrator for the NASD, and eventually started from scratch with a team and ran a $200 million organization in the financial service industry.
That's amazing. Wow. It's so interesting. I would love to hear how people started. And of course, I didn't know that about you as far as the waterbed industry, but that's really interesting to see how your journey started in one way and then led you to so many different things. And I think that's a really good takeaway for many people is just because you start one way does not mean that's how you're going to end up.
You know, it doesn't. And quite frankly, I started in college, my majors were sociology and psychology.
Oh, so which I didn't know that either. Goodness.
Yeah, I was going to be a social worker.
Wow.
I modeled. I loved him. He was gregarious. He was helping a lot of people, making a difference in the world. And I said, man, I want to be like that guy. And somehow I got sidetracked into business, right?
Well, obviously, you're still helping so many people, you know. And we're going to talk a little bit later about your Stars of Courage program that you do, which in a way is giving back to that society or giving back to the community in some way. So I think in some ways, you're still meeting that dream, but in a different way.
In a different way. Yeah. Last 21 years, I've been working, as you know, as a business strategist and mm-hmm. a life coach and delivering speeches and talks and books and tapes and all that. So my whole life transitioned about 21 years ago. Wow. I got out of finance and I got into helping people to grow their dreams and grow their lives. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said, you know, if you give enough people what they want, you'll get what you want. And I have to tell you, I'm so fulfilled in my life. And
that's wonderful. You know,
that's because of that giving.
That's amazing. So is that how you transitioned into Premier Coaching?
Premier Coaching came about when I went through a life transition mm-hmm. and I started to look at my life and I asked myself, what am I tolerating in my life? And I was tolerating some friendships that I didn't really care for. I was tolerating being estranged from my children at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was tolerating spending all my money. I was tolerating being about 50 pounds more than I am today. And I was tolerating a lot of things. And I knew I needed to make a change. So I took some time off in the financial service industries and started diving back into my passion of learning how the mind works, what makes us tick, spirituality, you know, from spirituality to business, everything that I could find about how the human spirit opens up and becomes the best it can be.
And I think that's one of the main things is when we have that intrinsic awakening, that intrinsic awareness within ourselves, we truly believe it. I mean, because there's nothing worse than someone teaching somebody something if they really don't believe it themselves. I mean, after a while, there's no passion behind it. So you took that time and energy to really have that spiritual awakening, that mental awakening, that just overall awakening to become the person that you are today. One of my favorite quotes I really love is, it says, "Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated." And I think that's such a powerful, life-changing quote, because it is true. You did that exact same thing. You went where you were celebrated in those areas which brought you joy, which brought you passion, and you removed yourself from those people and those situations that were only tolerating you.
Well, that's exactly right. I love that quote. That speaks loudly to my life. And, you know, so I went where I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was really good at coaching. I just it came natural. Way back 21 years ago, they didn't have all the coaching schools and that type of thing. But, you know, after the first year, I was dead broke, man. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. I love my passion, but I wasn't making money at it. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine said, Anthony Robbins is hiring. He's looking for somebody to run his coaching organization. And so I applied for that job. I beat out about 500 people, they tell me. And that really shifted everything for me, because then Tony is just a gift to the world. Mm-hmm. He gave me a structure and an understanding of not only how to tweak the coaching business to become much more effective as a coach, but also how to market myself as a coach, which was just as important, right? Because if you don't know how to market yourself, you're going to go broke.
And I think that's really the thing. There's so many amazing people out there who have so many talents, and it's a natural affinity to have to be a coach or to be a therapist or just to change the world around them. But there is that lacking component of, well, how do I make this a business? You know, you can only give out so much, but you have bills yourself. You have so many things you need to take care of for your own life skills too. So I'm really glad to hear that you were able to make that transition and to make it a lucrative business. What advice would you give those individuals who are wanting to become a life coach or wanting to make a change, who maybe not have that business understanding or really know how to take what they love and turn it into a business, a profitable business?
Yeah, I would suggest finding a mentor, finding a coach, finding somebody that has experience in not only the industry that you're in, but also in putting together plans and understanding how important structure is to creating any business. You know, James, you and I, one of the things we're doing right now is we're growing our radio stations. And so the first thing I did was put a mastermind group around me, of which you're part of that.
Yes, I am.
So that is the advice. You know, I always look for people that are smarter than me, like you. And I put those people around me,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So that they can teach me what I don't know. And quite frankly, just the information I know that you've shared with me, you've probably quickened my dive into radio by 2 or 3 years, just almost instantly, right?
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you. You've really helped me as well, so thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. But that's how that works. So when you ask that question, it's like, yeah, find a mentor, find a coach, and find a mastermind group. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that sometimes when we're quote-unquote experts like myself or like you or maybe other people, we don't realize that it is okay to ask for help. It is okay to ask people who may be in the same field, maybe have more information than us, maybe have done this longer. That doesn't mean that you're not good at what you do. It just simply means you need to learn more. We're all learning. That's one of the great things about Lifeology is everybody has a lesson to teach. Everybody has a lesson to learn. And so when we can think of the world that way, why not surround yourself with people who are in the same field or have done something maybe more expansive than you have? That is how you learn and grow.
That's how you learn and grow. And I think of a story of a fellow that came to me. He was an actor, a very, very talented actor, and was going nowhere in Hollywood. And he wanted to know how can I get to the next level? Mm-hmm. And I told him that I tell a lot of people along the way, find yourself a mentor and make a list of your mentors that would really take your life to the next level. This guy said, okay. And he found a mentor in New York that was one of the top producers in the industry. He's like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get to this guy. And I said, we're going to get to him one step at a time. He got to him following my advice. He got to him and he put him on his team. And now he's very successful.
That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So it works in all industries. That's the point here. It's like, you know, if you've got somebody listening to this right now, I want you to ask yourself, what are you tolerating? Right. And, you know, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it right now?
And exactly, because I think so many times people don't realize that the long-term goal we have, we can get so overwhelmed and think, gosh, there's no way I can get there. But it literally is right this second. What are your thoughts? What are your choices? What are you doing literally right this second, which is moving you closer towards that goal? And if you're not, if you don't have that in the forefront of your mind, or just even have that maybe in the baseline of what you do throughout the day, then it is so easy to get distracted. It is so easy to fall into mediocrity and complacency and do those things which are divergent from the path that we originally set out to be on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you've transitioned here just a second with this whole idea of being a social worker and wanting to change your community and your world. You actually did something similar to that. I would love for you to tell my listeners more about the Stars of Courage.
Well, last year, I was contacted by a senator up in Idaho, and his name was Senator Stephen Thane, and he wanted to know about mentoring and coaching because he had a health care bill up there, primary health care bill that he was trying to pass to for about 78,000 people that were living in poverty in Idaho. So he flew me up there and he told me the problem, educated me on the problem, got me some classes on poverty and what how it's impacting. And it just opened my heart. And I guess that social worker in me kind of... So I came back and I thought about it. And I said, you know, I'm going to do something about this. There are thousands, tens of thousands of life coaches, business coaches, health coaches in the nation today. And most of them are like me. They probably give back 10 to 20% of their time to people that can't really afford their services. So I put together an intention to start a 501c3, a nonprofit. And guess what, James? Within 2 weeks, I had a friend call me and say, hey, there's a 501c3 nonprofit that is the woman is going for profit, and it's a shell. It's available to you. It's been around 35 years, got a great reputation. Would you like to take that on?
Wow.
Attention, man. So we started that, and we now, I'm proud to say, we have 53 coaches in our organization. And what do those coaches do? Those coaches are like me. They have big hearts and they want to help individuals that are living below the poverty line. Actually, we take people in that are living 200% or less of the poverty line.
Wow.
And we coach them for up to 3 years or until they make 300% of the federal guidelines for poverty. So get this. So a single mom with two kids, the guideline for her is somewhere around $24,000, $25,000. Okay, that's the poverty line for somebody like that as a working person with two others in the household. We'll coach her up to $60,000 in income.
That's
how
amazing.
How impactful is that for someone that's struggling out there? And we have the top coaches in the nation that have signed up. Of course, we're looking for more coaches. And believe it or not, we're looking for opportunities to help the stars. We call them stars because, you know, when I was in that senator up there, they were calling them the gap population. And I thought, man, these people aren't the gap population. These people are stars, and they're stars of courage.
I like that reframe.
We lift them up as a nation and help them, not just give them handouts and government entitlements, but help them change your mind, change your thinking. I don't even believe we have a poverty problem in this country. I believe we have a thinking problem. And that's what the Stars of Courage is all about. Yeah. I could go on and on with it.
I know. And I love to hear that you're so passionate about it. But, you know, it is true. Whatever a man thinks to be true about himself, so shall he be. And so if a man, if that's all a man or woman know is what's in front of them, then it is going to be really hard to think differently, to be able to pull themselves out of that situation or to come up with alternative strategies. So I think that's absolutely phenomenal that you have so many coaches that go in there and help. Now, is this only up in Idaho or is this other areas?
No, I want to let you know, this is nationwide. The coaching is delivered via the internet or the phone. One of the nice things that we do is when somebody applies online at starsofcourage.org, when they apply to come into the program, we take them through a 20-point assessment of where they are in different areas of their life, mostly to help them understand what they've been tolerating and also to help the coach understand who they are and what areas they can really help them in. Then we track three primary areas with all of the stars. We track the health and fitness of the star.
Which is important.
And we track the financial area. And we also track well-being. you know, are they stressed out? Or they feel a sense of fulfillment? They feel a sense of courage in their life. We track those areas. So we find those are the three primary areas that will set the foundation for all the other areas that people do, whether it's in a relationship or building their career or taking their friendships to another level or their spiritual life to another level. So that's what we do. Wow. And we find that, you know, people are just loving what the coaches do. They just love it, James. A lot of people can't afford this. But we've worked with, I can think of Sophia that came in the program, and here's this girl that's, she was 21. By the way, we only accept adults in this program, so she was 21, and she didn't know what to do with her life, and she came in, worked with a coach. She went on to go back to school, to start getting her education in line in her college. And, you know, so we have stories like that, that really people are completely lost, and now they're found, and they find a direction in their life and what they want to do. And, you know, I can go on and on.
But, you know, I think that's incredibly inspiring, because, you know, any of us can get so caught up in the minutiae of our life or just the our own personal struggles. But to hear how people who maybe have different struggles than we do, how their life is turning around, how you're a part of that, how you're really giving back to your community, I think that's very, very inspiring to me. And I'm confident it's also inspiring to my listeners as well. Now, do you have any stories about coaches themselves to be able to give back to their community? How is it impacting them as well?
I believe that coaching, not just coaching, giving is the foundation of our humanity. It's that place where it's been very easy for us over the last year to recruit coaches, because they realize, I think, that maybe more than the general population, that when they can help another person and lift them up, they're lifting their own lives up. They're lifting themselves up. You know, right now we have 47 million people living in poverty in the U.S. Wow. 22% of those are children. You know, 1 in 7 in the United States receive food stamps. And, you know, in San Diego, this is a secret nobody talks about, but 25% of our military are on food stamps.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
We work with the San Diego Food Bank. And, you know, so these we can do better than that, you know? You know, honestly, together we can start to, you know, stamp out some of the imprudence that has infected our system, and we can solve this heartbreaking problem. So, you know, imagine, here's the thing. Do you know somebody, James, in the community that could use support?
I certainly do.
Yeah, and I don't know who doesn't. Imagine having a program now. You can walk over to them and pass out one of our brochures and say, you know, there's help for you. And this isn't, you know, this isn't just a handout. It's a hand up. And I'll tell you,
I like that.
People come into our program and they fully participate. The stars are the first year they come, the first month they come in. We don't charge them anything. But then when the second month comes, we show them and give them the techniques how to raise money to support their own coaching. Right. So it's
I like that. Yeah.
It's only $50 a month, and if they can't afford it, we'll subsidize it, but we're going to lift them up. You know, $50 is a lot of money when you're living on $1,000 or less income.
Okay? Yes.
We understand that, but we help them lift them up so that they can not only support their own lives, they can give to others, just like, you know, it's a give back program is what this is all about.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Now, if I have coaches who would want to – If there are coaches who are listening right now, if they want to be a part of this, what would they do to be a part of this wonderful organization?
They go to starsofcourage.org, www.starsofcourage.org, and you just click on Get Involved. If you click on Get Involved, for somebody that's looking for a coach, they can find a coach. If you are a coach, it says Be a Coach. Click on that. Or we're also looking for volunteers. to help us get the in our admin to help coordinate some of the matchups with the stars and the coaches. We're looking for volunteers. We're also looking for advocates, people that would just hear this message, go, I just want to get involved. I want to let other people know about that.
Yes.
So all of that is right there on the website, starsofcourage.org.
That is absolutely wonderful. I can't wait for my listeners to hear this and get involved with this as well. Now, Ken, our time is pretty much up, but if my listeners would like to find out more information about you and about all the amazing things that you're doing, where would they find this information online?
That's great. Well, they can go to kendfoster.com, Ken D as in Donald, foster.com, and there you'll find some free gifts. You'll find out about what I'm up to. You'll find about some of the radio shows that I've been on and am hosting. I'm a radio show host these days, a nationally syndicated radio show host, thanks to you, James. And there's just a lot there on the site. So go to kenfoster.com. Thank you for that.
Wonderful. And just as we wrap up, I know you've written so many books as well. So I know there's I'm confident that when my listeners go to your site that they will be able to really be encouraged by all the amazing things that you do to change your world. So Ken, thank you once again for being a guest on my show today. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you so much for having me, James. I appreciate it. And I applaud what you're doing. You're making a difference in so many people's lives. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. I also want to thank you, my listener, for joining with me today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with me. Also, please go to my website where you may sign up for my newsletter, enroll in the Lifeology Academy, watch my YouTube episodes, and read all the articles I've written just for you. If you'd like to become a guest or advertise on my show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. You may also follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon.